Shavua Tov u'mivarach. Yesterday in Mishnah Yomi, we learned about being mevatel, an idol, nullifying an idol. Now we're holding in chapter 4, Mishnayot 6 and 7, and Mishnah Vav points out a new way to know if an idol has been nullified. Avodah Zorah shehinechua ovdeha, a pagan deity that the pagans, they just left it there. They left it sitting idle. Bishas shalom muteret. If it's a time of peace, they're not running away from a war or danger, then now we assume they nullified their idol. They could have taken it with them, but they didn't. They just left it there, so they're not going to worship it anymore. It's batel, and a Jew can melt it down and sell the scraps. Bishas milchama asura. If it was a time of war, then we assume they were not mevatel. They did not nullify their idol. They really want to come back for it when the conflict ceases. As Shlomo Melech says, the kozman ve'es tachat ha-shamayim. There's a season, there's a time for everything under the heavens, as the famous song goes. So you kind of have to know what the context is to know if these idols were left because they were nullified or if they were left in haste as an emergency and the pagans want to come back for them. Now, next part of the Mishnah, bimosaot, the bimus, we call it a bima in shul. It's a platform, a stone platform that they would put up, shel melochim, they put up for the kings. Hare elu mutarot. You could use these stone platforms. These were kind of, they put up a platform so when the king was going by, the king could pull out his personal statues, put them up on the platform, and have some place to worship his little statues and idols and getchkes as he was on his way. Why are they mutar? Mipnei shema'amidin otan b'shal shemalachim ovrim. Because they were temporary. They were put up at the time that the kings were going by, so it would be convenient for the king to have a platform to worship his idol on. But who said the king ever actually used it? And anyway, they are temporary. They're not a permanent. They're not something that is miyuchad, that is indicated and designated for Avodah Zorah. The Mishnah Zion is amazing. They're all amazing, Rabotai, but Mishnah Zion, especially Shalu, it says Kenim Baromi. The Roman philosophers, the Roman pagans, they asked the Jewish Zakanim, the Jewish elders, amazing question. Im ein ritzono b'avodah zarah, if Hashem does not like idolatry, lama eino mevotla, why doesn't Hashem simply remove everything from the world that gets worshipped as an idol? Amru lahen, the Jewish sages, they responded to the Romans, ilu ledvar she'ein tzorech le'olam bo. If it was things that the world didn't actually need, hayu ovdin, hayu mivotlo. If that's what they were worshiping, then Hashem would indeed get rid of it. But harehen ovdin lechama. People pray to the sun, levona, to the moon. Without the moon, there's no tides, and the gravitational pull is all wrong. The kochavim levzalot, and the stars and the constellations, we need those. Yovid olamu mipnei ashotim. Should Hashem destroy the world because of the fools who indulge in these pagan practices? Now, this is an amazing mussar. Hashem put things in the world, many things that have a good use and a beneficial use, but they can be misused and they can be abused. And, you know, there are dangerous things in the world that we need to use in moderation and use within certain limits and use in a kosher way, but they do exist in the world even though people misuse them and abuse them. So now Amru Lahan, the philosopher, said back to the Jews, Im ken, if so, Yoveh Devar She'ein Tzorech Le'olam Bo. Why doesn't Hashem destroy the things that the world doesn't need? You know, like little man-made statues. They would make these little man-made fertility goddesses and whatever, and, you know, statues of snakes and whatever they would do. V'yaniach Devar She'tzorech Le'olam Bo. And leave the sun and the moon and the hills and the stars alone and just get rid of, like, the little man-made idols that no one really needs. Amru Lahem, the sages responded to the Romans, Af anu machazikin yedei ovdehen shel elu. If Hashem would nullify the little man-made statues that the world doesn't need to survive, then the people who do worship the sun, they would be emboldened in their avodah zarah. She'omrim, they would say, Teidu, now you see, now you know, shehen elohot, that these things we pray to, the sun, the moon, the stars, constellations, hare hen lo batalu. They were not nullified. They must be the true deities that we should worship. So that would actually make the situation worse, and those pagans who worship the things that the world really needs would have an excuse to continue their paganism. Now, obviously, Hashem gives people free will. Of course, my Rosh Hashiva Zatzal said your free will sort of depends on the society you grow up in and the education you receive and the choices you make. So we do have a degree of free will, and Hashem puts things in the world that, again, can be used for a constructive, beautiful purpose of building a community and a family, but they can be misused as well. And it's really up to us to get the proper Torah education to know how to use everything in this world that Hashem has given to us. Yashar Kochachem, Shavuot Tov Mevrach.